podcast Step Into the Future, which is about fashion, sustainability and social change. My name is Katharina and I work for Mela in the area of communication and PR. And today I'm really happy to talk to Senthil Kumar. And Senthil is our agent in India for our entire textile production. And we always say he's the third eye of Mela in India. We work very closely together with him and are almost working since the beginning of Mela with Senthil and his company. And right now we are sitting in Sri Lanka and where we are visiting our shoe production and developing a new shoe model and looking into our sustainability projects here. That's why you also will hear a couple of bird voices in the background. Yeah, hello Senthil, how are you? And maybe you can give us a short introduction.
Yeah, this is Senthil Kumar and I'm basically a textile engineer and I started in my career, 25-30 years ago, with the garmenting, with the textile background, and worked with a few leading brands in Europe, and also with some big manufacturing units. And just 10 years ago, started my own organization, a sourcing organization, and which filled the gaps between the needs between the suppliers and the end buyers. And we are a team of people and we are from India and the team of people takes care of a few other activities like merchandising, quality and logistical activities.
So you're really the connection between the brand and the production.
Yeah, exactly. Like, because there are a lot of, gaps between the manufacturer normally they focus on daily day-to-day manufacturing activities, but we think like a buyer and work like a buyer. Like from the buyer's point of it, we see what all the requirements and what to be done. So we are here as a buyer's eye, and day-to-day we interact with the supply chains and sort out all their clarifications. And we also take care of the timelines, quality controls, also any doubts or any issues, immediately we step in and sort it out. So that's our major job. It happens on a daily basis. Yeah.
So and you are, from your background, you're a textile engineer, and then you have worked for a long time for also bigger brands, and then you started your own business and agency working with brands and textile suppliers.
Yeah, of course. Right? Like since I came with a textile engineering background, so I got an opportunity to work with the garmenting industry, and so my work experience on sourcing, mainly on the sourcing for long years with a major European brand, and also with quality and sustainability, and partly with the merchandising activities. So that experience really helped me to capitalize or to work towards sustainability. So that motivated me.
Yeah.
So that's the way, my organization give more importance to sustainable products.
Yeah. And how have you met Henning and then started to work with Mela together?
I could say it's a fantastic opportunity. I don't know, it's fortunate to meet Henning. And so we have some common organization, who works with sustainable certifications and other things. So, and Henning, when he visited India, and he visited some suppliers who has been producing sustainable products. So he thought it would be better somebody could really do some job on behalf of him in India. So I think he exchanged this view to somebody, and I am so luckily, like, you know, I got connected with Henning, and so that's the way, like, you know, I got connected with the Henning, and the first the Skype call, still I remember, I mean, I think it 2015, I think should be around, yeah. So I was quite impressed about his views and, you know, then his focus and what he wants to do that. So, you know, though, you know, I have lots of ideas, but, you know, it's been put across when we work together over the period of time.
Yeah. And have you, before you started to work with Mela, have you also been working in the sustainability area of the textile industry, or was that new for you?
My organization was not working with sustainability till, you know, we met Mela. But my experience with major brands towards sustainability it's been back to nearly 25-30 years ago, and we shipped, you know, the first organic order from the market, you know, where I live, and that was a tough time. That was a starting point for the baby products, you know. We did organic cotton, we used organic cotton, and we exported that. But over the period of time, I mean, though I worked with the sustainable projects, but after I started my own organization, but it's the first customer. And I really like, you know, because since, you know, my experience with sustainability is it's quite a long years. So I got a chance to, you know, make use of my knowledge and working with Mela.
Cool. So you have been involved into other sustainability projects before, but then at Mela it was a little bit different, because we really looked deep into the topics then, also together with Henning, and then you also had to look how you can implement them at the supplier side.
Yeah,
is that
yeah,
right?
There is a big difference working with my earlier when I was working with their brand, it's a major brand in Europe, and also with Mela. The reason is ideally the brands also by conventional, and probably some small portion, you know, they do sustainability. But here, when I started with Mela, I really impressed that Mela would buy only sustainable products, nothing else. So that has impressed me a lot. So that attracted me, and also, like, you know, I initially thought, you know, how could it possible, like, you know, there are a lot of challenges. How do an organization runs or make it profitable only with sustainable, you know, products? Then over the period of time, like, you know, then I understood, like, you know, it is possible, and I think we are in the right direction, and so the knowledge what I've gained on sustainable, so now, you know, it's really making use of it for the
yeah.
For making products for us, you know, for Mela.
But sometimes I guess it was also really challenging for you, because we said, yeah, let's change the dyes towards even more sustainable dyes, or let's change the buttons to natural buttons, or let's try to use only cotton yarn or cotton threads. And then you had to look how you can implement it, and how you can talk with the suppliers together, and I can imagine that's not always easy, and you really had to find good solutions to.
Yeah, of course, like, you know, it's a quite a challenging environment. You know, we have come a long way using non-sustainable products, and it is available in the market in a very massive volume and very cheap prices. And but however, when going back to sustainable, we have solutions, most of the solutions already, but we have forgotten actually. So we'll have to really, you know, undo a lot of things. And for example, the cotton threads, when we talk about it, it was there. I mean, 30 years ago we used only cotton threads, but in between the polyester threads came in, it dominated the entire market due to whatever the reasons. And again, we are going back to cotton, that everybody is thinking that how it is possible. It was possible actually, now it should be possible now. So, since my experience, you know, the long experience with this industry, also helping to some extent, I am connected with the people, good people, and who gives good solutions in the sustainable supply chain. And that's the way, like, you know, we could make it very successful. And I am sure there are challenges, but we don't compromise, actually, till we find a solution to anything like what we are looking for. And we keep trying and we keep improving our products towards sustainability.
Yeah. And where do you see the biggest sustainability impacts of Mela? At what kind of, or at what part maybe?
I'm sure on the supply chain, nowadays I could see a big change on the manufacturer side, like, you know, those people who was doing conventional cotton, when they get an opportunity to organic cotton, it is something close to the heart for them, like, you know, they also feel comfortable that, you know, they are contributing something beyond business. They are contributing something to the environment, to the society or whatever. I could see the feeling from the supply chain, whether when I meet a fabric supplier or dyer or whoever it is, even small accessory supplier, when I talk to him about the sustainability and this is what we wanted. And I know that, you know, we cannot make a bigger volume to start with, but still, you know, the contribution from the supply chain is quite positive, and everybody is willing to change towards that. But people need some direction, do not know how to do that, but everybody is willing to really move towards sustainability. That I could see that.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm sure, like, you know, though the contribution or the proportion of business is, I mean, little low, but the sustainability of the sustainability businesses keep growing now.
Yeah. So you see, like, the whole sustainable business area also in India growing in the textile industry, or?
Yeah, of course. I see that, you know, there is a demand for sustainable products, and even the local market, people, after this the COVID impact and other things, I could see a big change in the people's mind towards sustainability. And you know, the global warming, and you know, there are a lot of things, impacts, like, you know, where we have not even dreamed about it, but that's happening now. So people started thinking why it's happening, so they're trying to connect. So
yeah,
it is the solution or the answer is sustainability again for any impacts, you know, they're thinking of. Also you know, the another big impact that, you know, since we work with the fair trade approved suppliers with the fair trade principles, I am sure that, you know, it is also start giving a change in the lifestyle of the workers at the bottom line, on the working timings, on the minimum wages or the living wages, and those areas it started making changes in the supply chain that I could started seeing that. Yeah.
So really in the life of, or the work of the workers, of the textile workers, through fair trade and all the topics included in fair trade, such as working hours, and there is one of the biggest impacts also.
How it differs
from the conventional market, I guess.
Yeah, of course, you are right. Like, you know, because there are plenty of other certifications in the market, but the fair trade and organic, I mean, the when we talk about organic, it's on the mainly on the for the product, and the fair trade, you know, it's mainly for the working conditions and the minimum wages to the workers. So together, like, you know, I'm sure that, you know, we make a better products in the better environment, and even the manufacturers also happy that, you know, they are getting they have been directed in the right direction.
Yeah. Cool. And maybe you can also tell us how often do you have to visit the textile productions personally, or is it your team who goes into, for example, to our supplier Pure Quartz when there is a production going on? Is it you who goes there and makes quality checks, or?
Yeah, so far, you know, as a one of the partner in this organization, and I would ensure that, you know, I am available before the shipment. I mean, during the final inspection time, I just wanted to see the product, how it was made from the manufacturer. So I keep traveling, you know, to the suppliers for inspections. And also my team also visit during the production process, like, you know, they go for checking the size set, or just to checking what is the timelines, whether things are in control, and the entire process, you know, follows the time and action calendar normally we do follow. And they frequently go to the factory and meet the people and ensure the order is in track. And also we do inline inspections and we pick up garments for testing. So there are multiple checkpoints and multiple interactions we do have with the suppliers, for which my teams would be visiting the factories, and also we are in touch with the supply chain. Like, you know, it's not that only the manufacturers, and we go beyond that and talk to the fabric suppliers and talk to the trim suppliers, and even we talk to the accessories, who makes accessories. Like, you know, so we are in touch with every corner of the entire supply chain and make them to understand what is Mela buying and what is the principles and what is the certifications. Mm-hmm. You know. So
for example, then with the cotton thread, you also have to invest where our supplier Pure Quartz, for example, can buy the cotton thread and where we can get a good source for it?
Of course, like, you know, the main objective of my organization is to connect between the people. So when the requirement comes from the customer is switching over to sustainable accessory like cotton thread, so immediately, like, you know, with our connections we will come to know who are doing reputed brands who are doing good quality cotton threads, and we immediately connect to our suppliers. And we also make sure that, you know, the cotton thread supplier or whoever it is, you know, supplying a right product to our garment supplier. So that's a major role of what we do.
Yeah.
And the manufacturers, mainly they focus on the manufacturing of the product. Sometimes, like, you know, they may be lagging with the knowledge of what's supposed to be bought or what's supposed to be connected with that the product what they produce. So whereas our team will ensure the right material is been connected with the product.
Yeah.
So that's the part, you know, we do it.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Zentil, for the interesting insights you gave us, and I think we can really be happy that you look for us, that the quality of our products is good, that everyone gets satisfied by wearing a new trouser which has a perfect fit, and then you are also taking care of implementing all the sustainability product innovations we are working on, and
Yeah, it's my pleasure, meeting you and working with Mela over the period of time, and I love to work with Mela. I am sure together, you know, we would do, more or much more in sustainable area. Yeah. That's my...
Yeah, Henning always says Zentil is our most important partner in India at our production site. So thanks a lot, Zentil, for the very interesting interview and the insights you gave us to your work and your views to Mela. I hope you and everyone enjoyed listening to this episode. We are happy if you follow our podcast, Step Into the Future, on our website or on Spotify and iTunes, and recommend it to your friends. Thanks and goodbye.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.